You know, hey, you've heaped together treasure for the last days. I don't want to heap together treasure for the last days. I want it for the days after the last days. For the days that never end. That's where I want my treasure to be. Not to be like, the last day, you know, so that God can go take account of all the riches I put together. And the denying godliness. I denied heavenly things. I denied righteousness. I denied the gospel. And sought rather after, how can I financially prosper in Jesus? How can I get a new car in Jesus? How can I do this in Jesus? How can I find a wife? How can I raise my kids? Blah, 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 blah. Raising your kid, it is important. Don't mistake me on that. Being a good steward, that's important too. But you know what? The Holy Ghost teach you that. You don't need to go to those guys. What, there's not enough wisdom here? I think there is. I think there is. You know, you understand, God can impart through the Spirit all things. All kinds of knowledge. He's able to do exceedingly beyond what we can even think. He can actually even bring us thoughts that we couldn't think. He can give us understanding we couldn't have. I've gone through this book of James. I ran over a couple of verses I never understood before. Like in the last chapter, chapter 4, verse 11, I never understood that verse before. Now I understand it. Hallelujah. I'm not bragging, though it may sound like that. I don't want to be self-conscious either and have to say, I'm not bragging. Why? Because out of the mouth, you know, it's like, well, why are you saying it, Paul? You must have some mindfulness of it. It's not because I have mindfulness of it, because in the Spirit it lets me know it's like people have mindfulness of it. I don't want to be a voluntary humility, and I don't want to be over exalting of what God has given me, but I want to say it only to encourage you. To walk by the same measure. Obtain the same things. Obtain all the promises of the gospel. Not just a little part. Not just, I believe and I'm saved. How selfish. There's more to it than that. It's a great exceeding glory we're called to here. Not just some, like, weekend thing. Verse 4 is about, you know, hey, you holding back the wage. They reap down your fields and you're holding their money. You kept back imagine guys actually defrauding their workers. People still do this to this day. They ask people to do work and they don't pay them. They've done your work and you hold back. Every time when I was late paying for something, I always think about this because I think like, you know. I hate my late bills. You know, I like to keep my bills paid. Because I feel like I'm almost like this now. You know? I'm thankful that the only time, if I ever am late, it's I'm being forced. But it's like, still. It's not right. I don't care whether you can or not. You know, obviously I should have made greater provision. You know? I'm still learning. So that's one of my biggest weakness and maybe strength is like in that. It's like in the world and as far as the money stuff, it's like I like to work and stuff. I like to work doing this even more. You know, it's hard to, you know, spend 6 hours in the evening. I mean, this whole James, this is one evening for me. Spend on the whole book of James. I delight in it. I seek the kingdom of God. I trust he will add to me and take care of me and the things of the earth. But here's the truth. You know, the coming month, it's like, I don't have any money that I know is coming for me. Kind of out of work. Got to find some more work, huh? The Lord will show the way. I trust. He needs to help me. Because in that way, realm, sometimes I'm a little bit dense. Let's look back here. Sometimes I turn to myself because I hate. Really, you think sometimes I'm saying, Paul, you're awfully rough on people, and you come down on people. I really don't like to do that, honestly. That's why I like to. I look at myself and judge myself because to me the and I want because I want to. I don't want you to imitate me like always judging other people. Because like I said, I don't judge other people. God's judgment stands against other people. And I'm just declaring what it is. It's already set. I'm not judging anything. Like all this judgment. You know, this is judgment here. You lived on pleasure on the earth, you know. The cries of those who you haven't paid, they've entered into the Lord of hosts. The Lord of Sabaoth is the Lord of armies. That's a one of those words that's transliterated from the Hebrew into the Greek New Testament. The Lord of hosts is his name, the Lord of armies. He's looking at the last days, the end of time, when God will come to judge the earth. It says they're going to cast their riches and their gold and their silver to the moles and to the bats, and go into the clefts and the cliffs of the rocks and hide themselves in the craggy rocks, saying, "Hide," you know, and say to the rocks and to the mountains, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the Lamb, for the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of his wrath has come. Who can stand?" You live in pleasure on the earth. Oh, America, been wanton, you know, to be voluptuous, desirous of luxury, luxuriant, fat with all things, you know, got this, got that. I went on the other one, you know, you got your clothes, you got your drugs, you know, not just drugs, I mean like your prescription drugs, your happiness pills. You know, you got your little sedatives, you've got your little happiness pills, you've got your alcohol, you've got your food, you've got your furniture, you've got your clothing, you've got your car, you've got the gas tank full of gas, you've got all those things, you've got your PlayStation 3, you've got all the things you want, you've treasured it up, pleasured yourself, you're fat, like a big old pinata. Ready to be whacked and burst open. Like a big fat calf. Ready to be slaughtered and eaten. Because you know what? God, in the last days, is calling forth an army. Now, no, I don't mean the army of the Lord. It is an army of the Lord. I mean, it's an army of animals. Birds, vultures, crows, gulls, all the birds of carrion eating, all the birds that love to eat and pick at flesh, and he's calling them forth, and they're going to dine on the flesh of the fat. They're going to dine on the flesh of rich men, of the chief captains, and of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and of flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great.